kind of people who also need help, they just abound. Thank you very much, Anthony Manny. Thank you very much, Michael Papani and Charlie. Thank you very much to our impact makers, Osei Boateng and Madame Portia. Thank you very much for joining us on Ghana Connect today. My name is Kwaku Asante. We'll see you again same time next week. Andy Dusty is up next with the library. But if you want to follow the Impact Makers Awards, it is starting right away on the Join East channel with Evans Mensah and MFA Adeti. They are hosting the event. But Andy Dusty will be here with the library. We'll see you again same time next week.
This is where the future of global finance takes shape. Join over 500 leading financial market professionals and decision makers from Africa, Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and beyond at the prestigious ACI World Congress Accra 2026, happening at the luxurious Kempinski Hotel Gold Coast City Accra on Thursday, May 21st and Friday, May 22nd, 2026, starting at 8 a.m. Proudly co-hosted by the Central Bank of Ghana with support from Bloomberg, London Stock Exchange, Ghana Stock Exchange, Deutsche Börse Group, through 360T, and many more. Here's where we shape the future of capital markets, foreign exchange, investment banking, treasury, commodities, and risk management. Experience insightful discussions, powerful networking, Ghanaian hospitality, and an unforgettable gala night. ACI World Congress Accra 2026, delivering more than an experience.
Cavity protection.
This advert is FDA approved.
Never felt this free before. I'm high and I'm getting higher.
Welcome to the Joy Sports World Cup Minute with me, Daniel Cranting. The 2026 FIFA World Cup could mark the final chapter on football's grandest stage for legendary rivals Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. The iconic duo are set to feature in their sixth World Cup tournament, having both made their debuts back in the 2006 edition. Their remarkable longevity has defined an era, and fans across the globe may be witnessing their final appearance at the competition in the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Cristiano Ronaldo already holds the record for scoring in five consecutive World Cups and could extend that historic run if he finds the net once again in North America. Meanwhile, Lionel Messi enters the tournament as Argentina's all-time leading scorer at the World Cup with 13 goals after inspiring Argentina to their third world title at the 2022 FIFA World Cup. In the group stage draw, Portugal have been placed in Group K alongside DR Congo, Colombia, and Uzbekistan. Defending champions Argentina will battle it out against Algeria, Austria, and Jordan in Group J. And that's all for the Joy Sports World Cup Minute with me, Daniel Cranting.
This is Morris, and I say keep on listening to Joy 99.7 FM. Yeah. Hello, this is Maurice, and I say keep on listening to Joy 99.7 FM.
So we apologize to those of you who are looking out for Andy Dusty to bring you the library. We are bringing you the Joy News Impact Makers Awards happening at Labadi Beach Hotel to celebrate people making extraordinary impact in communities. I'm taking you to the Labadi Beach Hotel right now, where Fifi Kumsen, General Manager, Joy Brands here, the multimedia group, is speaking.
We are really inspired by the work that has been done by the past award winners. And for each of the people who has received an honor on this platform, I can tell you there has been a significant boost in the work they are doing. So let's take, for example, Osef Watin, founder of the OKB Hope Foundation and a 2025 honoree in the health category. He tells us that after receiving this recognition, support for his healthcare outreach program increased significantly, helping him reach more than 10,000 people across 65 rural communities in just 1 year. That is the impact of this award. Let's take Portia Dumba, and I love the name Dumba. Portia Dumba, also from last year, who was recognized for her impact in girl child development and education. She also shared the story about how all of a sudden she's received a strengthened partnership, and so she's beginning to get more support. She's been able to build a 3-unit classroom block at a certain village. Within a certain village, she indicated Domangri. And in Domangri, she's also been able to ensure that that school has desks, there's solar power in the community, and so on and so forth. That is the power of this platform. And I'm also excited to talk about Jefferson. Jefferson Agbotro, is he here? Jefferson, yeah. So you see Jefferson there, Friends of Health. So far, after receiving the honor here on this platform, Jefferson has been able to touch over 30,000 lives across Ghana. And that is the power of this platform. Since its inception, the awards have celebrated 43 remarkable community heroes across Ghana. We are also excited about the launch of the official Impact Makers website, which is the joyimpactmakers.org, which will help amplify these inspiring stories even further. Through the Joy News Impact Makers Foundation, we also invite corporate Ghana, development partners, and individuals to support community-changing initiatives across the country. To our sponsors, the Ghana Chamber of Mines, WaterAid, Ayuda, the Ghana CEO Summit, Labadi Beach Hotel, thanks so much. McDonald Group, thanks so much. New Crystal Hospital, God bless you. Sulas Enterprise, thank you so much. Good Key Properties, we celebrate you tonight. Our partners, the judges, nominees, and supporters, thanks for believing in this vision. And to tonight's awardees, we celebrate you. Your courage and compassion continue to inspire Ghana. Once again, thank you, God bless you, and God bless our homeland, Ghana.
And a big round of applause for Fifi Kumsen, the General Manager of the Joy Brands.
And by the way, we are live tonight on the Joy News channel. We are live on Joy 99.7 FM. We are live on the Joy Prime channel too. But we are also live across our many social media platforms, and millions of you, whether here in Ghana or abroad, have tuned in and are watching us right now. And I should be sharing very shortly some of the messages that we are receiving. Talking about messages, we've already acknowledged many of our sponsors, and I'd like to welcome some of them to share brief messages with us. Please help me welcome the representative of WaterAid Ghana. A big round of applause.
Good evening, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. It is an honor to join distinguished members from government, the corporate sector, the awardees on this very important platform. And I stand here on behalf of my country director, who is engaged and would have loved to be here. Madam Ewurabana sends her regards. This occasion is an important one. We understand the fourth edition of the Joy Impact Makers Award 2026, that honoring ordinary people doing extraordinary things in their communities. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, it is not just about awarding people. For us in WaterAid, this is about contributing their quota to the socio-economic development of Ghana. It is about empowering individuals and communities to complement government development efforts. Because we do know that most of the stellar achievements of these individuals will be witnessing this night. A lot has taken them to go that mileage to be able to achieve what they've achieved. In many areas, this could have been done by either the district assemblies, it could have been done by honorable members of parliament, it could have been done by the central government itself. But as good citizens of Ghana, they were able to selflessly undertake these great achievements for the better of their communities, for the better of families. And so on this occasion, we can only say I equal to them for their bravery, for their courage, for their selflessness. As we celebrate them, one important reflection is that I ask myself, what more can I do to complement government effort? We in civil society, we are in challenging times where the donor landscape is changing. It only calls on us as citizens of Ghana to do more to support government efforts. And that is what we are emulating from these great giants from all over Ghana, being recognized this evening for this bravery. Particularly for WaterAid, we are excited because this year, there's a category of wash, water sanitation and hygiene, which for us is very critical because in WaterAid we say, if there is no water, there is no life. If there is no water, there is no economy. In fact, if there is no water, there is nothing like survival. So for us, coming on board with this wash category, we'll only see a echo to multimedia for this important step. And we hope that we'll continue to associate ourselves with this award in the coming year. So on behalf of my country director, I wish to congratulate multimedia and say I equal to the awardees. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. A big round of applause to the head of strategy, policy and campaigns at WaterAid Ghana, Ibrahim Musa. Ibrahim, myself, we go way back. When I used to do a lot of human rights, you know, reporting and also reporting on the civil society space and NGO space, he's a colossus in the field. And thank you, Ibrahim. Thank you very much for making time to spend this moment with us. I also would like to invite Mr. Benjamin Siriano. He is the CEO of Ayuda Hub Limited, the Ayuda app, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me with a big round of applause, and they have been one of the pillars supporting us and making this possible. Ladies and gentlemen, Benjamin Siriano.
So thank you so much for the intro. Distinguished guests, honored nominees, and award recipients, respected members of the media, industry leaders, ladies and gentlemen, a very good evening to you all. It is truly a privilege to stand alongside Joy News and the entire multimedia group to make the 2026 Impact Makers Award a successful one. On behalf of our company, Ayuda Hub Limited, and the entire Ayuda Hub team, I would like to congratulate the nominees for their diverse, selfless services and contributions to our country. Tonight is not only about recognition. It is about celebrating the courage, resilience, and service to humanity. In today's world, where wickedness sometimes appears more prevalent than kindness, and selfishness often looks more rewarding than selflessness, it is refreshing and deeply inspiring to see individuals and organizations who still choose compassion, service, integrity, and sacrifice for the good of others. These are the true impact makers, and they deserve not only our applause tonight, but also our support and appreciation every day. Just like the impact makers we are celebrating tonight, our company, Ayuda Hub Limited, identified a major challenge within our country and decided that instead of endlessly complaining about our problems, we will become the solution. We embarked on a mission to use technology and innovation to help organize and formalize the informal service sector. This is to say, we are connecting skilled workers like artisans, technicians, professionals, and even the ordinary Ghanaian to opportunities in a more structured, professional, transparent, and reliable way. What began as a vision to solve a national problem evolved into a growing business that is not only creating opportunities for improving service delivery, but also contributing meaningfully to employment, economic inclusion, and national development. We are currently the only service-oriented platform where you can reach out to electricians, electronic repair technicians, plumbers, cleaners, air conditioning technicians, mechanics, etc., etc., and also be able to negotiate the service fees real-time in a very transparent and structured way, thereby earning us the popular slogan, Up Bako Services, Bebre, translated to mean one up, endless services. Ladies and gentlemen, I put it to you, Ghana does not lack talent. Ghana does not lack hardworking people. What we often lack are systems that create and connect people to the right opportunities efficiently. The future of Ghana will not be built by government alone. It will not be built by business alone, nor by media alone. It will be built when innovation, service, and sacrifice come together with purpose. We are therefore deeply grateful to Joy News and the organizers of this event for creating a platform that shines light on people and organizations driving meaningful change in our country. to all the nominees and the winners tonight, thank you for refusing to settle for mediocrity. Your work inspires the next generation of Ghanaians to dream big and serve even better. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the evening. May God bless you all, and may God bless our homeland, Ghana.
Thank you very much, Mr. Benjamin Soriano, is CEO Ayuda Hub. As you know, Ayuda Hub, Abdaco, services baby, and I have a good friend with you, Bernadette. She carries the message very well. Hello, Bernadette. I'd be surprised if you've been missing all this while, but if you just joined us, this is the Joy News Impact Makers Awards, the 2026 edition. We're still live on the Joy News channel, live on Joy Prime, and as well on your radio, 99.7. Of course, it has to be your favorite radio station, Joy FM. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe you're quite new around and you haven't heard much about the Joy News Impact Makers. I'll be surprised. But we've put together a lovely message telling you the journey so far. Watch this.
My name is Bennett Asante Nkrumah. I am the founder and CEO for Generation Hope International School and Orphanage in Susansu. Last year, I won the social welfare category for Joy News Impact Makers Award. And I would like to use this opportunity to say a very big thank you to Multimedia Joy News for such an opportunity. After the awards, I received a call from the CEO of Zoe Electricals in Tamale, and he said after watching my documentary on Joy News channel, they are so touched that he and his wife and his family came all the way from Tamale to Susansu, our premises here, and then did a donation to us. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Multimedia. God bless us.
My name is Joseph Pepe Afande. I'm the founder and
quarter of 2026, Telecel Ghana Foundation continued its commitment to connecting communities through health and education. In health, the focus was simple, bringing care closer to the people who need it most. From cervical cancer screenings in partnership with Kolebu Teaching Hospital to community-wide medical outreach in Yeji and Chamba and free ultrasound services for expectant mothers in underserved regions, hundreds of women gained access to essential care. With free NHIS registration, that support extended even further. In education, the focus shifted to the future.
We are very grateful for bringing us these kids. That is going to give us an exposure to robotics and other engineering areas.
Through the Telecel Digitech Academy, hundreds of students across five regions were equipped with practical skills in coding, robotics, and web design, building real solutions to real problems. With a strong emphasis on inclusion, young girls were also introduced to digital skills through the Grow Girls in STEM program. Because when access meets opportunity, communities don't just grow, they thrive.
We hope that many of these young ones will have the interest in STEM activities.
It's more than just a ceremony for us all. It's a moment we remember for a very long time.
As the journey continues, so does the commitment to connect, to empower, and to transform lives across communities.
From customer service, please revalidate your account by texting your Ghana card number to 0500 247.
Abeli, wabidim.
Madam, give me the numbers behind your ATM card. I'm calling from the head office.
An email was delivered across to our customers this morning.
Confirm if this is your bank account. 100100100.
Thanks for sending your bank card details.
Send the OTP now to avoid cancellation.
Ecobank will never call, email, send an SMS asking for your PIN, OTP, bank card, or Ghana card details.
Don't get played. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
Hello, this I'm calling from Customer Experience Center.
Hi, it's me, the one you poke, sip, and hopefully love. I'm your small reminder that growing up doesn't mean growing out of me. Trends come and go, but you still reach for me. I'm not just a drink. I'm that little sip that reminds you life can still be sweet. Calippo fruit juice drink, making sweet memories. This advert is FDA approved.
Hey, Charlie, what number? The malaria really knocked you down, eh?
Charlie, no joke. Fever, headache, vomiting, loss of appetite. I couldn't even eat my usual fufu.
You and me, fufu.
But I hope you got it tested before the malaria treatment.
Yes, I did. And thanks to Malatu, I kicked out malaria one time.
When malaria strikes, take Malatu, containing Arthometa and Lumefantrine. Comes in tablets and suspension for effective treatment of malaria.
Great to have you back.
Thank you. No problem.
Malatu is suitable for adults and children. Manufactured and distributed by NS Chemist Limited. This advertisement has been vetted and approved by the FDA.
A big round of applause for all these wonderful, selfless individuals who have made an impact already and are here tonight to be recognized. And thank you all for the great work you're doing. And talking about selfless service, there is a core group of individuals who have been very selfless as far as the Impact Makers Awards is concerned. And this group, they just spend time helping us shape this, but they also are the center around which the awards have been constructed. They are the judges. And trust me, these men and women are very busy people, but they find time of their very busy schedules, anytime we call them, to come, sit, and deliberate on the outstanding work that all of you are doing in your communities and to decide who is worth recognizing. So their work is not easy, considering that we have thousands of similar work and individuals across the country. They always have to isolate sometimes 10, 11, this year 12 people out of the thousands just to award them. So it isn't an easy task. And they've done this for years as a selfless service to this great country of ours. And it was a great pleasure that I have an honor of welcoming one of them, in fact, the man who leads that committee, to come and share some thoughts with us before we get into the main segment of tonight's program. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me with a resounding applause to welcome Ibrahim Tanko Amadu, who is the chair of the judges committee, and he's also heads a very important institution in this great country of ours, Star Ghana. Ladies and gentlemen, do it better for him, please. Do it.
Ordinary people doing extraordinary things. That, for me, is how it should be. That no development can be sustainable, no development can be locally owned, no development can be transformative if it is not carried out by ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And I think that must be what informed, you know, the decision by Joy News to adopt this almost as a slogan for this very, very impactful program. But I would like to start by paraphrasing a quote that has been attributed to an American politician, the late Robert Kennedy. He said that there are people who see problems and ask why, and there are those who imagine solutions, who develop solutions to these problems and ask why not. And ladies and gentlemen, I think we are gathered today to celebrate those in the second category, those who develop solutions to issues around them and ask why not. I speak on behalf of my colleagues, Madam Doreen Ando, Madam Rita Kusi, Dr. Ben Okra, Madam Gifty Anti, Dr. Kennedy, Ken Ashibe, and Madam NFA Debris, who we've worked together over the years, I think 3-4 years now, to judge these awards. It hasn't been an easy exercise, because when you read through and watch the submissions, you come to the conclusion that every one of them is an award winner. Every one of them is making change across the country. But of course, we have to select, and we do select, but we would want to place it up front that these are the ones, as they say, that caught the judges' eyes. But every other one, every other submission, you know, deserves, you know, an award. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I would like to, I just want to keep this as brief as possible. But we are celebrating, I mean, after we've looked at what has been presented, it gives hope for this country. We often hear statements that civic engagement is waning. We hear that citizens are disengaging. But then you look at what has been done, what is being achieved, and it gives you hope. It gives you hope that there are still citizens who are willing and able to step up, who have persisted, you know, against odds, you know, to achieve what we are celebrating today. And that gives us hope that for the future of this country. I think what we need to do as a nation is not just to support these specific award winners, but to ensure that we create an enabling environment for thousands and millions of other citizens who want to step up, who want to make a difference. Indeed, Ghana has always developed through the efforts of change makers like those we are celebrating today. If you look at every significant milestone in our country, it is ordinary citizens stepping up to do extraordinary things that have led us to where we are. Right from the fight or the struggle for independence, through the struggle for democratic governance, through the changes in areas of the country where the state hardly exists, it is ordinary people stepping up to do extraordinary things. And I think that it behoves on all of us to provide the support to push governments to ensure that we have an enabling environment that identifies, that nurtures, that supports, that celebrates, and that ensures that their efforts do not go in vain. Policies around volunteerism, policies around social enterprise, policies around, you know, access to social services. But indeed, beyond the regulatory frameworks, I think a second one is to ask, why do these problems persist? We are celebrating 12 award winners. We have celebrated a few in the past. These, in a way, are islands of good practice. But until we solve the fundamental issues that have given rise to these problems, you know, we will not be making a huge dent. And therefore, I think part of the Impact Makers program should be also looking at citizens who are stepping up to make sure that every citizen of this country, irrespective of where they reside, irrespective of their socio-economic background, irrespective of whatever, have access to the basic human rights that everybody is entitled to. Whether we are talking about children, whether we are talking about women, whether persons with disability, whether persons living in the so-called overseas areas of this country, everybody has a right to basic human rights. Our award winners are ensuring that those in their communities are able to access those ones. How about those in communities where this we don't have such citizens? So at least as part of it, I think we should be looking at that. I would also like to, on behalf of my colleagues, thank Joy News and the multimedia for the honor done us. It is an honor and a privilege. We've been inspired, but we've been challenged by the work that we've done. Inspired by the examples of people stepping up, but also challenged by the fact that we do have. That's an indication that I've overstated. But we've been challenged, you know, by the fact that more needs to be done. How can we do what needs to be done in our own ways? And we celebrate, we congratulate Joy News, that it's an example of a responsible media organization that is stepping up beyond what we know, pushing the boundaries, and making sure that it is a constructive partner in the task of national development. Thank you very much for the opportunity that you've given us. We look forward to many more change makers, impact makers emerging, and we do hope that lots more across the country will be inspired by what we are seeing today. God bless our homeland, Ghana. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, let's do a better job at applauding the great Ibrahim Tapo Amadu, who has been chairing the judges committee for so long, doing it selflessly.
It must have been a difficult task, you know. There's so many people using their resources, the energy, the time, to try and solve the very need that a lot of people think that a government would have to do. And so it must be very difficult for you, Doreen. It must be difficult for you, the chairman, MFI, and all of those who are on the board or the judges that arrived at that decision. Tonight, they're definitely going to be an ultimate winner.
And I'm looking forward to that.
I do too. Let's settle down for the first set of recipients, Evans. You're still live on the Joy News channel. We're live on Joy Prime. We're also live on your radio, Joy 99.7. And of course, across the globe on myjoyonline.com.
And I'm looking at the faces of some of the nominees, and already I can see that, you know, butterflies and tummies beginning to show on the faces already. We are now at the moment of truth. The first set of awardees will be revealed right now, and I don't envy you. You've done the work already. Relax. Everybody's a winner tonight, so relax.
Well, that's what they say to convince you, but you, let's go with it. So let's settle for the first category, health and social welfare. Reverend Christian K. Volatu is a physician assistant in Ghana's Volta region who has become a lifeline for people living with severe mental illness on the street. Now working in Angloga and Sautong, he identifies neglected individuals, provides basic care, begins treatments, and supports their reintegration into families and society. He created an integrated community care module now used in 9 communities between 2023 and early 2026. He personally managed 69 cases, spending over 52,000 Ghana cedis of his own funds. I think we can applaud him on that first before I continue. Now, 55 individuals have been successfully reintegrated, with many now engaged in farming, trading, and other livelihoods. His work also involves rescuing people from chains and confinements in shrines and prayer camps, a difficult and sensitive intervention. His model has achieved a 72.5% reintegration rate and has been endorsed by Ghana's Mental Health Authority and regional health leadership. Now, through the Bubume Health Mental Health Foundation, he's working to scale this approach nationwide, driven by a belief that mental health care should be accessible, humane, and community-based. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe me, listen to him.
My name is Reverend Christian Wallington, a physician assistant at Anyani Health Center, a pastor with the Global Evangelical Church, and the CEO of Bubume Mental Health Foundation. I lead a team of nurses, pastors, and some volunteers, and we are offering an integrated community mental health care to these neglected and street dwelling cases. We first identify them, trace their families for their consent, and then we clean them up. This is followed with consistent follow-ups and reviews. By the grace of God, those that recover, we try hard to get something for them to be doing. So in the last 3 years, we have managed 73 cases. 58 of them have recovered. And about 32 are into economic activities. That is to say, they are taking care of themselves. They are either selling, fishing, farming, or they are doing something significant to earn a living. I'm truly honored and humbled to be part of Joy News Impact Makers Award, because Joy News Impact Makers Award is a huge platform, and this recognition is a great motivation for myself and my team. Joy News Impact Makers Award is going to open greater doors for partnerships, for funding, for greater visibility in our communities. We can train a lot more volunteers and build bigger teams that we can reach out to so many cases in other communities, in another year, South Town, Volta, and elsewhere in the country.
Well, now that you've seen the work that he does, this is really inspiring. I mean, a completely neglected part of our national life that he's taking on. Really touching, very inspiring, very emotional indeed. And I have the singular honor of now inviting Ibrahim and Musa to join me up here, because you're going to be handing over that award in recognition of the work that the Reverend has been doing. Please join us here. And ladies and gentlemen, this indeed is a moment of great pride for Reverend and his team. And Ibrahim Musa, thank you for agreeing to hand this award over.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, your Joy News Impact Maker Health and Social Welfare category this year is Reverend Christian K. Volato. Please be generous with the applause. Congratulations, Reverend.
A bigger round of applause as it makes its way up here. Reverend, thank you very much. Ghana is indeed proud of you.
Congratulations, Rev.
We can do a better job at recognizing the work. Reverend, thank you very much, and God bless you indeed.
Rev, we definitely would like to hear from you. Rev, don't be quick. Rev, definitely. I can be kind with some 30 seconds, please. I'd like to hear from you. For the Volta region, it must be scary, because I come from that place. Please.
All right, thank you very much. I'm actually short of words. I want to say a big thank you to everyone here, Joy News, Multimedia. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful. My family is grateful, especially my wife, my team, my directorate, the regional directorate, the Mental Health Authority, and the Director General of Ghana Health Service, who have encouraged me to move on. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Rev is a man of very few words. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, onto the next category, health. this year. Blessed Lantern is a nurse serving at the Curry Chiefs compound in the Nkwanta South Municipality, a hard-to-reach and conflict-affected area in Ghana's Volta region. Now, even before the conflict, access to health care was difficult, now requiring long journeys through forests and rivers. Since the outbreak of the conflict in 2023, services were further disrupted, yet Bless continued providing care through monthly outreach missions with limited support and security escorts. He delivers antenatal care, child immunization, family planning services, nutrition support, and treatment for common illnesses. He also tracks defaulters and ensures children return to vaccination schedules. Bless works closely with communities to identify malnourished children. Bless works closely with communities to identify malnourished children. Bless works closely with communities to identify malnourished children. Bless works closely with communities to identify malnourished children. Bless works closely with communities to identify malnourished children.
All right, good evening to you all. Thank you for your presence and thank you for your support. First of all, I'd like to thank my family for the support, because sometimes I go out there and they are always worried about me but still supporting me. I appreciate my dad so much, the chief of Lumi, he's sitting right there, my old button at Jumbo, that is him. Yes, and I also appreciate my wife, Priscilla Sapaku, he's so much right now. Thank you. And also to Joy News, thank you for the nomination. And I wouldn't go without mentioning my district health director, Mr. Evans Atibo, and his staff for the continued support. Thank you very much and God bless.
Thank you so much, Bless, and congratulations. Thank Evans, would you imagine? Much. Imagine, wife. We need to clap for her because absolutely. I will tie you with a rope.
Absolutely. If he's doing this, the wife had given permission.
Yes.
So please acknowledge that. And he also came with his chief. Thank you very much, sir. And because he works in conflict areas, I think I stand in the name and on behalf of everybody here to say we should work to bring peace to these communities. Is already risking all, his own life and that of many, to make sure that those affected by this are taken care of. But imagine how much more impact he will have if we take away the conflict. He can then focus on reaching out to many more. And so I believe we all agree that since we have the chief here, he can send a message back home that we need to work together to promote lasting, sustainable peace. So a round of applause again for the chief and, of course, the award winner and his family. Thank you again.
Very well said, Evans. On to the next category, disability and social inclusion. Ladies and gentlemen, for this year, we have Anthony Osei. Anthony Osei is a prosthetics and orthotics specialist living with post-polio paralysis, which has shaped both his personal and professional journey. He holds qualification in mechanical engineering and prosthetics and currently serves as an assistant technical director and workshop manager at the Orthopedic Training Center in Nsawam. He designs, fabricates and repairs prosthetics and supervises clinical services and screens children with physical deformities for early intervention. He also contributes to professional development in Ghana as an examiner for the Allied Health Professional Council and a tutor and guest examiner at a training college. Now, beyond his clinical work, Anthony leads outreach programs across Ghana, delivering assistive devices and care to underserved communities. He collaborates with international and local surgeons to support corrective surgeries for children with limb deformities. His work focuses on improving mobility, independence, and inclusion for persons with disabilities while strengthening professional standards in his field. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Osei for the category of disability and social inclusion, and we shall hear from him as well.
My name is Anthony Osei. I hail from Funchal in the Ashanti region. I'm 41 years old. I'm a mechanical engineer and a certified prosthetist and orthotist. working with Orthopedic Training Center in Salon. Currently, I serve as a workshop manager, a consultant, and a head of the training team. So the love I have for my work and my patients, I go extra mile to improvise special devices for my clients. This is made possible because of my rich background in mechanical engineering and prosthetics and orthotics. My motivation comes from my personal journey, being a person with disability myself and having benefited from the services of the Orthopedic Training Center. I'm deeply inspired to give to society. I'm passionate about empowering persons with disability to take charge of their life and rise above their limitations. As part of my outreach works, I lead a team that travels across the southern zone of Ghana to reach patients in hard-to-access communities. During these outreach trips, we screen patients with various deformities, plan surgeries for those who require orthopedic or surgical intervention, fish out these patients who cannot afford our services because of financial difficulties. I've been doing this work for the past 15 years. During this period, I've been able to impact over 10,000 people and still counting. This award scheme will greatly enhance what I do by attracting stakeholders and partners. With increased support, we can expand our reach and provide essential services to even more people living with disability in Ghana.
Ladies and gentlemen, another inspiring story. Being selfless, one more. Now I understand why Ibrahim Tango said it was a difficult task, because everybody else I've seen here deserves it, but they have to decide the overall one who stands above all, and I'm waiting to hear that name. Ladies and gentlemen, please, a round of applause again for him. And also help me welcome Mr. Benjamin Boachimafo, with that company transforming the landscape across the capital and beyond with the heart. Goldkey Properties. Benjamin Boachimafo, join me up here. Benjamin, thank you very much. Please approach and come and do us the honors of handing over this award. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, shall we now welcome Anthony Assay, receiving the award for the category Disability and Social Inclusion.
A big round of applause for him as he makes his way up here. He's a man who has made it possible. He took his own challenges and turned it into a solution because he could identify with the people. Please. We don't have to. You sure? Okay. Thank you. A big round of applause for him. Say a few words. Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Anthony.
Allow me to read what I put together. Yes. All glory to God Almighty for today. Without Him, nothing, and this award will not be possible. I'm deeply honored to receive this recognition from Joy News Impact Makers Awards. Thank you for seeing the work I do and seeing that what I do matters and makes impact in the society. To my director and the entire management of Orthopedic Training Center and so on, especially Father Abraham Dibito, who is sitting right there, thank you very much. Thank you for the platform. Thank you for the push. Thank you for the opportunity to reach this level. God bless you, Father. And to my colleagues at the Orthopedic Training Center's workshop, your continuing work, your hard work inspires me every day. And thank you for what you have been able to do together to impact more lives. This award belongs to all of us. It's a win to the Orthopedic Training Center and the workshop. Every week, I leave home and go
able to trek and go on trek. And my wife, who is sitting right there, holds the fort when I'm away. She holds everything together. Our three beautiful children, our home, and the life we are building together. As if this was not enough, she became my director when it was time for me to put these things, this video together. She was my director. She was my videographer. She was my photographer. She did everything you see here. Thank you for believing when I didn't believe it yet. Thank you for believing in me. This award is for you as much as it is for me. Thank you, everyone. This award is not just an arrival, but it is a challenge to even do more. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
A bigger round of applause, please. A bigger round of applause.